Folks, grab your pitchforks and your dreams. Welcome to the PRQ Homesteading Expanded right here live on BBS Radio. So if you guys are just joining us and you're looking for sunshine, you just missed her. She moved to the PM Eastern every Saturday time slot here on BBS. So if you missed her, she'll be back again next Saturday. Just wanted to let all of you that are just joining looking for her. So love that banjo music. It gets me so fired up. And I'll tell you what, today we're diving into a vision as bold as the pioneers who tamed the frontier. A new Homestead Act is on the horizon for our future in the present day. So picture this, folks. Just picture this. Open land, fresh starts, and a chance for everyday Americans able to carve out their own slice of freedom, being free on their land. We're talking self-sufficient living, thriving rural communities, and a future where hard work and heart can still build a home from the ground up or free you on the present land that you're on. So today, we're breaking down every step of this modern land revolution, and I mean revolution. How to claim it, improve it, and own it, all while dodging the pitfalls of the present-day corrupt systems that we live under. So whether you're dreaming of a farmstead in Appalachia or a free energy cabin in the heartland, stick with us. This is your call to the land. Let's make it happen. And as most of you follow me on Facebook when I do my jam session, let's get it. Yeehaw! But before we dive in, I want to thank our sponsor, Nano Ojas. It is a brand made for people who trust themselves more than a system. If you're the kind of person who reads labels, and hopefully we're all doing that, especially with what we know about our food system. Ask questions. Take ownership of your health journey. This is your match. Nano Ojas uses advanced nano delivery to make sure every spray counts. Clean ingredients, real absorption into your cells. I know because I use it. No middlemen, no nonsense. Sovereign health starts with self-trust. And Nano Ojas helps you back it up. So you can find them on www.nanoojas.net. And if you use my code PRQHOME15, you get 15% off your order. Not just your first order, but every order that you use that promo code on. Now, I use the product. There's the wellness spray, the skin spray, and the nose spray, which is great during stuffy season. On the website, there is a Learn tab with all of their scientific information in regard to the product, and they have live testimonials. So check it out, www.nanoojas.net, and use the promo code PRQHOME15 for your 15% off. Shane, what do you got? What do you got?
Hey, Robin, how are you? How are you? And yes, thank you, Nano Ojas, for your sponsorship and everything you do. We do appreciate you, and we appreciate you, BBS Radio. And I appreciate you, Robin, for allowing me to come on here and share this experience with you. I hope all can join in with us today and grab your questions and join the conversation as we open the caller lines right now. You can call in with your questions and answers. Lines are open at 1-888-627-6008. Out of the country, you can call in at 323-744-4831. You can email us at prqhomestead13@gmail.com with any questions. Please feel free to subscribe to our show, as we're here to help each other. It starts at $2.99, and I think it goes up to what does it go up to, Robin?
I think the highest one is either $12.99 or $19.99, but you have your choice.
Yeah, there you go. We just want a little sponsorship, a little bit of help here and there. Doesn't hurt anybody. So thank you for joining us. I hope you get something from our show. And thank you, Robin, for allowing me to be a part of this with you. And let's create some positivity.
I love it. I love it. And Shane, I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, I love you, and I want to thank you so much for all the beautiful text messages, the emails, the phone conversations, not just to me, but our entire cosmic family here on BBS Radio. You are just amazing. I'm so glad that you are part of my life, and I just want you to know I appreciate you so much. And coming from the heart, I love you. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Love you too.
Okay, so let's get into a review of the land patent steps. I'm going to go through it quickly because I know we're going to have some callers coming in. Real quick. Step one, obtain your certified land patent. And of course, I'm going to go through this fast, but I will have this posted at the show page under handouts to where you can grab this just as a guideline as you're progressing through your homestead process. Okay. So you get the property tax or the property's legal description, the assessor's office, title company. You go request a copy from BLM. And for those of you that don't know what BLM is, it is the Bureau of Land Management, and it might be called something different in other areas. So every state is different. Now, in my notes, it says in some places it's a $20 fee, but I only paid like $2 per patent when I went to get mine. So this is also under the USC Code 4359, and it has a case law of Wilcox versus Jackson, 38 US 498, 1839. And the purpose of this is to establish the root of absolute title. And again, the case law is United States versus Stone, 2 US 525, 1795. So then the next step is to execute the quitclaim deed. Grantor and grantee, and in my case, it's me to me. You draft the quitclaim deed assigning the patent rights. The purpose of this is to transfer in interest to align with patent update. Another case law in regard to this is Johnson versus McIntosh, 21 U.S. 543, 1823. Moving on to the delivery and acceptance. And again, for anybody that's joining, we also have the PDF. Documents that Sharon put together that we discussed in the last three shows. Those are also posted on the show page. Feel free to download them whenever you wish. So delivery and acceptance. Grantor delivers the deed, record and send to the grantee, which is me and me. And you take it and you it validates and you excuse me, you register at again the Register of Deeds, and I just talked about that, so I'm repeating myself, sorry. Purpose validates transfer under common law. And again, the case law, Moore versus Robbins, 96 U.S. 530, 1878. The posting goes up next for 30 days along with your forever benefits, documentation. They publish the notice. You can put it in a newspaper for 30 days. In my case, I posted it in the walkway right outside of the post office where they have a bulletin board. And I checked on it every day to make sure that it was up there and it wasn't moved around. And so, yeah. So, the purpose of this allows the public to challenge. It perfects the title of uncontested. The case law for this is Sanford versus Sanford, 139 U.S. 642, 1892. So, you file the affidavit of witnesses along with that. You have to have two witnesses. You'll take a picture of the posting with a newspaper. You can do that. Notarize and file an affidavit with the county recorder after you have it. Well, I just said notarize, excuse me. So the purpose of this proves due process, solidifies title, Sanford versus Sanford again. So the perpetual benefits of the allodial title, absolute ownership, free from taxes, liens, United States versus Stone. Now, every state is going to give you pushback on this because they do not know these terms. And hopefully from our hearts, we teach them. Tax
Robin,
exempt.
do we I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, go
Did
ahead.
you know that Mary from Michigan on line one is from the Michigan Assembly? I'm
I
assuming.
know. I'm so excited. I can't wait to talk to her because I just recently joined the assembly and we've got some exciting stuff to share with everybody. Yes, I'll be right with her.
Okay.
So, were you finished?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Tax exemption is extinguishes tax via counter demand. Again, the case law for that is Summa Corp versus California, 466 U.S. 198, 1984. Lien protection invalidates unconsented encumbrances. Wilcox versus Jackson, which is on our citation. I do believe it's the letters that we send out to all the agencies. Inheritance passes to heirs perpetually. Fletcher versus Peck, 10 U.S. 87, 1810. Sovereign control, free from most regulations. Hear that word, free. I love that word so much. And that is case law, Summa Corp. And legal defense, patent defense against disputes, Sanford versus Sanford. So verify with the land law expert. Resistance may occur. That is going to be something that will happen, okay? Unfortunately, because a lot of people don't understand what we're doing. But again, it is a beginning process, it's a revolution, and we're bringing a new way of freedom to the masses. So the cases that are cited for this is 43 U.S.C. 57, 59, and 83. Success depends on precise execution. So educate the people that come at us and remember to stay in your hearts. How important is that, Shane?
Very, very, very important. That's where your intentions come from. That's where your spirit lives, and that's absolutely everything.
It is. It is. And you want to educate them. You want to be able to talk the language, but come from your heart with all respect. Otherwise, it could be a little tougher in some cases. So, the claim of forever benefits of original grand patent is addressed in step two of the documents that are on the show page. For some reason, I always get that part mixed up with forever benefits as being the last step, but two is actually both the post for the 30 days, and it is condensed steps for land patent succession provided. So I just have some more notes here real quick. So you send your letters to notice the public servants. In my case, I notified the sheriff, the district attorney, the public servants in the sheriff's office who trespass on my property to put signage on my door in regard to the foreclosure. The attorney general and the governor. And make sure you post your NARLO signs all over your property, the no trespassing, because it also cites the case law on there. So just an explanation of the declaration of assignees. It's an update of the patent at the property boundaries. The notice of claim of forever benefits is either included with this declaration or published, posted at a separate document to assert the perpetual benefits of allodial title, which is tax exemption, absolute ownerships, and inheritance rights. Now, I did them separately from the acceptance and delivery, so I have three documents of my process. And the purpose of this is to notice publicly claims the forever benefits of the original patent, such as absolute title and freedom from encumbrances, and allows challenges within 30 days to perfect the title. It cites cases like Sanford versus Sanford, 139 U.S. 642, 1892 for legal grounding. Okay. And again, I know I went through this pretty fast, but it will be in the handouts on the show page. So the notice of claim of forever benefits template is provided in the second artifact above this in the document. And again, it goes on to cite the United States versus Stone, 2 U.S. 525, 1795. So all these case laws are provided in this document. So this is at the show page. Feel free to check it out along with all the handouts from the previous show. So on that note, we have Mary on caller line. Mary, are you there?
I am. Hi, Robin.
Hi, how are you? So glad that you could join us today.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, so I want to tell the list.
So,
Oh, go ahead. Go
go
ahead.
ahead. No,
Okay.
you go ahead.
All right. I just want to tell the listeners how I met Mary. I actually went through the change of status on the Michigan Assembly website, and they have a docu is it docu generator, document generator, and it was fairly easy. It took me a couple times I had to kind of repeat my work because I didn't read the instructions. But that's how I learned, no big deal. But I had completed it, I do believe, Thursday of this past week, and Mary was so kind to help me through the steps. And Mary, can you share with the audience a little bit more about the Michigan Assembly?
Sure. So we are the only legitimate actual government. It has been stolen, usurped from us 160 years ago. And what we are doing is bringing men and women back to the land and soil on Michigan. And we are not resurrecting, we're reconstructing the original, or what the original government was supposed to be. And so we meet right now, Zoom, through Zoom, at twice, excuse me, twice a month. And we have business meetings, and we meet in committees and work towards standing up our jural assembly and our militia, and we have our business meetings and our general assembly.
Yes, and we had a
So
meeting.
what?
We had a meeting last night that was very informative for me also, and I really appreciate you inviting me to that.
That was kind of an extra thing. And so the way Michigan is a nation state, as are all, there's different jurisdictions. There's a territorial jurisdiction and a municipal, and we are coming out of, so they basically trafficked us on paper with our birth certificate. Right?
Doesn't surprise
That's
me.
what they did.
Yeah.
They trafficked us. And so they wrangled us into their jurisdiction, and we are like, no, we don't want to be in your jurisdiction. We want to be on the land and soil of our birthright. So we're Michiganians, and each state is their own nation state. And they created the de facto or the cabal, whatever you want to call them. They stole our identities and have been profiting off of us ever since. And so we're trying to say no, you can't do that anymore.
Okay, and so by doing these steps, like the one that I did, which is the Declaration of the Naturalization Act of July 1779, can you kind of touch base on what that, because it says for American born on one of the 50 states. Now, this assembly generator, this website, it's not just for the state of Michigan, isn't that correct?
Well, it is.
Well, I mean,
Our
there's different.
coordinator and our IT person developed it.
Oh, okay,
They
because when
created that.
I go in there, you can actually put different states in there. Is that not correct, or did I see that wrong?
No, that is correct. But,
Okay.
so we have people in the assembly who were born on different states. So, you would say, so say you were born in California. You would say, I am a Californian on Michigan.
Oh, okay.
Because
So,
you're living on the land and soil of Michigan.
okay, gotcha. All right. So that is for different people that are here in Michigan that were born in different states. That makes sense. Okay.
Right. Kimberly was born in New York.
Okay. And now lives in Michigan. I get it. Okay, so it is not available to other states. I would assume other states have their assemblies, but in a different way, possibly. Is this just in Michigan and no other state?
No, it's in all the other states. I mean, they can use our document generator, but they have to kind of apply it to their state.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, so on the Declaration of Naturalization Act of July 1779, can you give the audience an overview of what that means?
Do we have time to read through it? It's quick.
Yeah,
So
absolutely.
you're making declarations. So, okay, I declare that I am the owner and operator of my vessels on Earth from the moment my zygote first formed, together with all DNA and all substance matter in any way associated with me and my incarnation. And I further declare that I accept my divine origin and all honor, right, title and material interests I am owed. I declare my political status as an American state national born within the physical borders of Michigan. I declare under penalty of perjury under the public law of the United States of America and from without the United States and without the United States of America territories that I reject, renounce, and remove all powers of attorney granted by me or issued under my name prior to this day. I declare under penalty of perjury, under the public law of the United States of America, and from without the United States and without the United States of America territories that I reject, renounce, and remove all and any allegiance to any king or prince, any foreign state, foreign government, flag, or thing. I declare under penalty of perjury, under the public law of the United States of America and from without the United States and without the United States of America territories, that I have never knowingly, willingly, and voluntarily pledged myself to any incorporated entity at all, including but not limited to any incorporated church, synagogue, mosque, or temple. I declare under penalty of perjury under the public law of the United States of America and from without the United States and without the United States of America territories that I have never knowingly, willingly, or voluntarily pledged myself to any foreign sovereign or separated myself from my birthright political status. I declare, publish, and affirm under penalty of perjury under the public law of the United States of America and from without the United States and without the United States of America territories, that my house is established in Kent County. That's where I live. And my home is established in Michigan, and no other presumption or impersonation is allowed. I declare under the aforementioned penalties that I am a lawful inheritor, landlord, keeper, and guardian of the rightful and lawful government of this country, acting with full right, authority, responsibility, and honor, now and always, while my tenure on earth shall last. And I present this Declaration of the Naturalization Act of 1779 and place it upon the public record of the Michigan Assembly.
Okay. All right. And then the other two documents is where you have to have a testimony from someone that knows you for over 7 years.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
And on
Doesn't
those,
have to be family.
Okay, and then on those documents, you need to put a picture from your passport. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Like
All
a
right.
two by two.
Yep. And then those documents need to be signed and notarized in front of a notary. Correct?
Correct.
All right.
Yep.
Then the next page, and these are just 5 pages that I had to do. It was that simple.
Yeah.
The Declaration of Political Status. And then
Right.
that states that I, the living woman, Robin Lee Chavez, affirm and declare that I am an American state national and I have returned to my lawful birthright political status as a Michiganian. Ooh, I like that word. As a member of the general public, I keep the peace and I uphold the public law. I am an inheritor and or of and living and present heir to the trust indenture established by the unanimous Declaration of Independence of 1776, the organic laws of my state and country, and the applicable unrevised United States statutes at large as they pertain to the general populace and the military law of peace. I claim all guarantees provided by these federal constitutions, all rights, all remedies and all exemptions, including but not limited to revisionary trust interests, 12 USC 95. Can you explain what that is?
I think it's the trust that the de facto, I think it's the sesticu. You
Is that the
know what I'm
express?
talking about?
Is that what they call the express trust?
Possibly. Other than that, I'm not sure. I think it's the sesticu.
Okay. All right. And then it goes on Regulation Z, lawful money, the enabling clause before every act of Congress, the Brother's Keeper Clause, 18 USC 241 and 242, which is on, I do believe, one of our citation letters for our homesteading process. So it does say West Virginia versus EPA 2022. And at to send it case Norton versus Shelby County. Okay, so those are USC codes. And then it goes on to say, I am not a pauper, debtor, rebel, combatant, foreign agent, public defendant, U.S. citizen, a municipal citizen of the United States, or in any way separated from the organic states of the Union. This I declare and affirm under penalty of perjury under the public law of the United States of America. Okay, so that was the fourth page. And then the last page is Common Carry Declaration. We have another call on. I'll be getting to you shortly, Kimberly. Hang tight. And on this one, it says, I, Robin Lee, a living woman over the age of 21 and declared American state national of sound mind and body, do affirm and declare that I am responsibly exercise my right to bear arms as a peaceful private American and fulfilling my duty to uphold the public law and keep peace. I will utilize my weapons through visible or concealed carry as is appropriate. Okay, so after you file these documents, and there's two letters or letters that you have to send out to the Secretary of State, Joslyn Benson in my case, and then Marco Rubio. And then another lady by the name of Kathy, who is the tax, what is that again? The tax rolls or the no voter.
Your county clerk,
Yeah, okay, which is.
your clerk. It's a voter revocation
Okay,
because
and
we
what
don't
is that?
vote in their elections.
Okay, and say that again. What does that do?
We don't vote in their elections.
Okay.
That's their system, their jurisdiction.
Okay.
We're totally separate from that. We're on the land and soil jurisdiction.
Okay. So that's
We have
what
our
I
own
did.
election.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you helping us with this. So that's what I did, and I'm on to the next set of documents, which is the 928, and that is the body of armor. I have yet to dive into that, so that will be my project starting next week. And Mary, thank you so much for joining us. I can't wait to go further down this journey with you and all the people here in Michigan.
Yeah, same here. All right.
All right, have a beautiful
Later.
day. Have a beautiful day. And okay, we have Kimberly on line three. Kimberly, how are you?
I'm great. How are you? Good afternoon.
I know, long time no hear. I'm glad I didn't stay till the end. I would
A
have
few
never gotten
hours
you.
now.
Last night till 2 in the morning, I'd have no energy right now. So, Kathy or Kimberly, your story was very, very intriguing to me because you have actually done the homesteading process here in Michigan. Did you want to share any of your challenges and successes in regard to that?
Sure, I would be happy to discuss some of that, and I think I feel very blessed and having been introduced to you as well. So thank you so much for sharing so openly all the stuff that you've done, because some of this I've just sort of put together the way I put it together in my own self-governing. Mary, who you're speaking with a few moments ago, is with the Michigan Assembly, as am I, and so we have all now had come back onto the land and soil. And I know you worked with Mary, who's one of the Michigan Assembly Freedom Guides. So if anyone is interested in this process, please jump onto the Michigan Assembly website, and that is mymichiganassembly.land. mymichiganassembly.land. That's the official website for the Michigan Assembly, and where that form generator that you were speaking of is located for men and women to work with that. They can also request freedom guides there. So freedom guides are men and women that are volunteers who have been affirmed and have gone through the process of declaring their political status and correcting everything, and are volunteering to help other men and women to do the same. So that's where you had engaged with Mary in that process. So I just wanted to give a big shout out to Mary. She's one of our best, and she's just an amazing woman. So I'm delighted that you were able to work with her, and she'll help you get through those 928s and all the rest of it. And we'll get you on the road to joining the General Assembly, should you like to participate in that and officially join. We'll have an orientation that we have put together to catch people up and help them learn what this assembling process is. And so I would definitely encourage all men and women to, please come on ahead and look that the Michigan Assembly is here. We are the unincorporated Michigan Assembly, and we have been in the assembling process for, I want to say, about 5, 7 years. I came in 23 in the third rendition. We've had some difficulties. Michigan, you can see an article on there. Looks like we may be one of the most targeted assemblies. So we've had some infiltrations and things that we have set right, and we, the people, have now gotten firmly in hand with this and are working to basically reestablish the government as it's supposed to be of by and by we the people, basically. So sorry for stumbling over the quote there, but yeah, it's quite an honor, and we would certainly love to have all men and women please come along. We have to self-govern, and this is how we get to do that. So also want to say that the paperwork that you were talking about in the form generator comes down from the Federation of the United States of America and Anna Von Wright and her team, the Living Law Firm. And so all of this paperwork is stuff that has been given to all of the assemblies to help men and women to basically virtually free come home to the land and soil. And so I think that that's a really important thing to say, that there's some costs for basically having things recorded and published for $2, $3, $5 kinds of things, nothing big. But that
So,
basically gets all of your recording done as well.
can I ask a question real quick? Anna Von Wright. Now, I've heard some, not so positive things in regard to her, but I've also heard good things. And what is the story around her? What's the true story around that?
Well, I mean, we all have to go and walk on our own and try to figure out what the truth is and be discerning and so forth. For me, I have listened to Anna now for many years, and I've never really seen her not just be utterly giving to all men and women. She puts out these paperwork documents basically with no charges at all, where other people that are helping to bring men and women back onto the land and soil may or may not be actually getting them fully freed from jurisdiction, or they're setting them up as dual citizens. What the difference with Anna is there's a hereditary claim through ancestry leading way back to our founding fathers, that basically what came down to last man standing and the claim of, you know, we're not going to get captured here. And so my, you know, general story of it is Anna and her husband recently passed, bless you, James. Basically, we're the ones that stood and put their foot in the door when we were about to get completely eclipsed by some things going on by what we would refer to as the bad guys in this story, and basically, you know, put a foot in the door and kept it alive for we Americans to start to claim our lands and so forth back. So, over the period of the number of decades that she's been putting forward on this, and all of the men and women that keep coming forward, and the quality men and women I've met in this, I can tell you these are some of the most brilliant people I've ever met. And what they've been able to figure out with the many, many frauds that have been coming down on us, I guess it's sort of one of those things that, you know, as a man or woman, you sit and you pray and you ask for your own discernment and your own walk and your own divinity to, you know, hear the right thing and move forward. And for me, when I read Anna's articles, more often than not, it's like gongs go off in my mind. And it's like, wow, this is really amazing. And things I didn't comprehend that were wrong in the world. Well, now that I'm starting to see some of this stuff and some of the deceptions and the frauds and how it's happened, wow, you know, you can't help but start to be moved to want to help people to get out of this system of capture. And literally, it's jurisdiction and how they've messed us up with jurisdiction. So what Mary was alluding to is when you, excuse me, when you are coming home onto land and soil, what that basically means is what they fail to tell us is that there's many jurisdictions that we here on this earth realm are in. And really what they've done is in the good versus the evil's basically, you know, sort of put a lot of deception out for us. And some of their deceptions are that, you know, they have to play with us a little bit and they always have to tell us what they're going to do, but do it in a way that they're, you know, kind of deceiving us that they get our consent because we think they, you know, we didn't get a fully disclosed contract, as it were. And we sign up for things thinking that it's one thing when really it was just a shield or a deception for something else. So the word law, I think, is such an important word for people to realize is really if you just put periods between each one of those letters, you've got the jurisdiction. It's been in our face. So laws really spells it out quite effectively. Law, L, land and soil jurisdiction. A, air jurisdiction. And water is the other jurisdiction. God's laws are coming through in the air. We've got land and soil, which we were basically endowed by God as the, you know, the superior men and women that are here to command what happens on earth and to be taking care of this precious place. And what happened was is when we came in, they found a way to usurp our jurisdiction, and through our birth certificates, that was our first capture. All mothers, oh God bless mothers, they don't be mad at your moms. They signed you over as wards of the state and changed you into different jurisdictions
Yeah,
with
I
different
did it
kinds of
myself. Like
paperwork.
I was
Yes.
one of those mothers.
Yes. Absolutely. And so what you're really doing now is you're coming back and saying, oh no, I'm not doing this. But that's where they tricked us as well. I'm an American. I'm very proud American. And, you know, I was a US citizen. I got captured. But that's where in the water jurisdiction, we're dealing with commerce. We're dealing with maritime and merchant laws. And so this is where it's in a whole different jurisdiction. And we go willingly checking the box for US citizen. We never knew what the other was because they didn't declare it to us, but we shouldn't
Right.
have been checking all those things because we just consented. So that's what we have done now is I basically said to people, I quit the corporation. I quit my job. I'm no longer a US citizen. I'm just an American. And now I have the authority to basically be in the common law jurisdiction and the laws that govern here, of course, in accordance with the laws of nature and the laws of, you know, our divine source and loving source and creator. You know, this is what we're subject to and not basically contract law or military law. And so this is what we're working to get out of. And so in the land patenting process, that's where it rolls into as we move through and we declare our statuses. We only real living men and women can actually, you know, put an autograph and put a thumb seal on an ownership of something. An entity, a fiction can't own something. So the buck stops here with we men and women. So we're the only ones that can actually claim our land, and we have to. So that's where we all have, and the process. Mary's working on her land patent work. I've been working on that. You've been working on it. Many men and women are working on this,
So
but it's not being acknowledged.
can I interject just for a minute? So we all know that we're all under common law right now. I mean, I asked this question in the meeting last night, and why does Michigan not comprehend that? And you guys mentioned something about they go around the corporation and make up other corporations.
Well, we've seen a bit of a patterning that seems to be happening that they, create new corporations with the intention of literally just burning them out and driving them into the ground because, you can bankrupt out of them or however you dissolve these things and roll things right into another one and, kind of pick up where it left off. So sometimes it's just one dissolves into another. It only has to have so many days to go through before it can kind of pop up again. And some of the stuff that's being talked about, why the National Guard is even in DC right now. Well, apparently there was a bankruptcy in which they had to vacate for so many days. And basically, they had to get out of town. And so I don't understand all of this stuff or comprehend, rather. I don't get the understanding out of my mouth there, but the comprehension, I'm still learning. I'm just like everybody else. And, at different times you learn different things. It's like, what? That too? So, it's a bit of an interesting ride down the highways here when it's like, wait a minute, I got to look out for that too. So, but at the same time, it's so exciting because once you realize that all of this has an undoing and there's so many people waking up and they're moving in action to set this right, I mean, we can all feel the tide is coming. It's turning. And, we the people are taking back our rights. And it's wonderful. It's a great thing to be a part of. It's amazing. We're the forefathers of the day. We're writing, how we need to do this on Michigan right now. And, we're beginning to make contacts with the de factos agents and our subcontractors that way, and starting to introduce them to things. I've been really humbly blessed by my assembly to be considered for the role of the Peacekeeping Task Force liaison and outreach service. And so, some of my work is going to be helping to try and reach out to men and women who realize something's wrong within the system they're in. They're caught within companies. They're caught within corporations that have DNB numbers, and they're not elected. Their oaths of office are not even integral. They're not to us. They're certainly not to us. I can say one township here where I am here in Michigan, when it comes down to the principal, there's a township that's owned by one man, huh? And nobody knows seems to know who that man is. So what's going on here? There's some very strange things going on. I've been under attack in my area now for really 2 decades, and openly trying to steal my properties. And really, this has just been something that I have had to do. I've been forced to do this. One, I've wanted to because of what it means and stands for. But I've literally been, I'm being chased right now. I've got 6 court dates. They just came and, trespassed me again and nailed to my gates. And they're expecting me to show up at the beginning of January for 6 court dates. I've got 3 properties I've claimed under land patent. Sorry, I've set precedent. They're already recorded. And the day I did it, the clerk pushed me around on my side of the counter a little bit, then called the, the police were called on me. They came down, had to turn around and leave because I was totally in the right. So I'm without water utility for over 800 days. My congressman won't do anything, and I've demanded to talk to Trump, and he basically says that these are local issues. Well, no, it's not. These things are basically being, you are ju are you sorry, jurisdictions are being usurped here by, imposters of government. And I basically had to fight the summer against this. They ruled against me. They wouldn't put a single document on the record. I walked them in. I have date stamps on them. They didn't put a single thing in. I had to call the congressman because they had a security alert on me to show up. I didn't even show up at this point because they threatened me. This is ridiculous. So I have helicopters that come over my house. Now, I'm an unusual case. So anybody that, thinks that they're going to be in a world of hurt here, this has been going on for me for decades. So this is something that, I really thought that I could, affect a peaceful change by coming into the assembly, which I think I'm going to do. And I think that the men and women that are here with me, we believe we will do this, and we will. And, it's the only way, it's the good way, and, it's the right of the men and women. And that's what we're here to do, is to serve, protect, and, make sure our men and women have their rights restored. And so in order to do that, you've got to go through it. And so here we are. And that's what I'm working on currently. And like you're a little further down the road, and that they've kind of messed much more with you with your property, and I'm so sorry for the story and what you're living with that. It's traumatic, and yeah, at this point, I'm still trying to figure out how to manage this situation and get them to here, hopefully before there's more problems.
Well, their way of looking at, they don't see the big picture, like where we're coming from, and
Not
the
yet.
yeah, and so they're in their little narrow world of laws that they don't see beyond, except what they are used to. And so that's where the challenge comes in, and we just got to find the right people in the state and local government that are here to help. And in your opinion, are there any? Do you feel that there are some out
Yeah,
there? I mean,
honestly, I can say, the day that I had the, it's funny how, you kind of have, and I say this just in the way that I talk, it's sort of the angels and the demons in the moments. And yeah, there were absolutely angels in the moments that the demons were going off too. And, you could feel that there was being, help. And of course, I'm just a prayerful woman and I always ask for help and, and guidance and so forth. And, in those moments, it was just very much, please help me. And that's exactly what happened. I was able to get everything recorded. And, the clerk was going around losing his mind, telling everybody that they could close their windows on me. And all the clerks, I'd had a pleasant enough exchange because, I had to be firm with them and tell them the law, or look this up if you don't believe me, and and say this is why. And there were women there that moved very much to my aid, but had to stay in line for what he was doing, but they didn't close the curtain on me. They were told to, and they didn't. So yeah, there's always angels. There's always good. I mean, that's the beauty about we men and women is, we're good. We want to do good. That's usually what we want to do. And so yeah, of course there's good people in here. I wouldn't be here if there wasn't the hope that, within these bodies that, I mean, these are men and women like us. They're, many of them, they just, they think they're in a place of service and they want to help. They mean their hearts. They want to help, and they wanted to be in a profession that they thought they were helping. Unfortunately, they've gotten caught in corrupt systems that, they're enforcing things that, once they start to find out they're complicit, they'll come to their choice points of, do I continue to support this, or do I have to actually make an integral ethical change? And, that's where going into and meeting with these wonderful people that, are keeping services that are going, in a positive way for us, they're the innocents in this. Of course, those in the, in the higher places, there's got to be people that know what's going on, or, and rigging the system to keep it all going here. So, you start to find the people that are starting to help and wish, look, and, we're doing our best to try and love them through it. But, when we're being assaulted and we're being harmed, and, it is hard. I mean, I've lost lots of people in my life because they think I'm crazy. And, I'm sorry they think that. It's just, I can see what the frauds have been, and I'm willing to look behind the dirty doors and go, oh my God, it's real. And, have to face it. And, I do it because I know many can't, that they're more fragile hearts that, aren't going to be able to look at this. And I believe the choice to know is ours. It's not that I want to know, but I want to know because if I know it, I can defend from it, and I can help to protect. And those who are more innocent, maybe direct them away from a situation, if they can avoid going through something. I'm not trying to usurp free will, but if you can make the experience gentler in coming through this, a lot of us in our waking up process have done this alone, and I think that's one of the beauties of this assembly is you're no longer alone. We know the truth. And, if you run into the next thing, like we had somebody run into, some of the things that have been going on with the children, and, they hit it a little more recently, but, those of us have known for a long time, have to just hold that space and let them go, oh my God, what's happened? And, so you've got a family and you've got people that know, and, we can help you turn that around and start to put it into constructive use. And, all of our counties are going to also have to be, set up. And we're starting to look at how we can invite counties to begin their assembly process and, get together and start to know who, is of like mind, and so much of this, we've just still been isolated. I mean, sadly, we're still across the state meeting with Zoom stuff. We've had a couple meetings in person, but it's hard to do that when, there's things that are, feel threatening around, and keeping a secure environment. And so we meet with our Zoom meetings, and we have committee meetings all week long. And as you said, we have wee hours of the night that we will do things that are part of the extracurricular activities that we work on in meetings that way. And then we have our official committee meetings. Basically, our governments are meant to be run by committees of the people. And so we've got all these committees that are being developed, and we need men and women. We need men and women of all sorts that have all sorts of gifts. And so, you know, there's a lot of work to be done on this, and it's coming. And Michigan, honestly, we're being very well regarded. We're really being considered right now in a project through the Peacekeeping Task Force called Operation Tenfold Shield. And there's about 10 states right now in their assembly process that are far enough along that you know they're really investing in us with helping to solidify how we build out all of the pillars required to make this American government operate. And so this is where you know we need men and women to come in and as we say here on Michigan, come grab a glove. We're volunteers. We are trying to figure this out as we go. We're stumbling. I mean, if you come on and watch any of our General Assembly meetings, they're all public. We meet on the first and the third Tuesdays of the month. We have a 6 o'clock public call. You're welcome to come join in on that and then stay for the 7 o'clock call, which is our business meeting where we report to the Michigan people what we are doing, what we're working on, and let you know what's happening on the land and soil government. So everybody's welcome to come join and participate in the first meeting, and then be able to watch and so on in the business meeting. And then the replays are available. You can link to those through the website mymichiganassembly.land, and you know catch up on the things that are going on there, and you know start to make your way home. And so lots of really positive things are happening, but they're not getting media press because, well, Mockingbird Media, they're not letting you know. And so thank you to you and people like you who are making these podcasts possible, that our voices can be heard and that, you know, men and women can have hope that there's really great stuff happening too. And come on ahead. We really want to have you in the assembly, and we're talking about all sorts of great things, all sorts of really, really positive things. I think you'll be real
Love
proud.
it. I love it. I love your warrior attitude. You are definitely a warrior. I just from hearing you speak from the heart, and you don't give up. And there's just all the people that I met last night on the Zoom call, just amazing, amazing. And the man from California and the way he talked, how he's teaching us how to talk to the police. I thought that was great.
Absolutely. Well, and that's some of what we're working on is, you know, how you do speak to people, you know, even in outreach, you know, so your family doesn't think you're crazy. You know, they may still think you're crazy, but, you know, they'll come to start to see that what you've been offering have been, you know, details that, you know, sometimes we're just planting seeds with people that are not ready to wake up, but one nugget stuck and you never know where that's going to go in a few months. You might get a call going, oh my gosh, you were right. And you look at them and go, yeah, okay, what do you want to talk about? And, you know, you help kind of get them to the resources that they might need. But it's a fun process. I mean, I know that there's bad parts of it, so I'm not trying to lie or whitewash it at all. You know, I mean, there's really tough parts, but you know, at the same time, I think just finding, you know, home frequency and finding people that are of like mind that do know that they're powerful enough to make a change. And that's what I guess I would encourage all men and women to know is like, gosh, you're so powerful, you're so beautiful,
Just
and
amazing,
you're
just
just
amazing.
you've been talked out. You've been talked out of who you are.
Okay.
So wake up and get over here.
Exactly. And Kimberly, thank you so much. I hope you come back and we talk some more. We're going to bring a lot of good information, especially in regard to the homesteading and the land patents and so forth. So
Absolutely, absolutely.
we're getting to the end of the show, and
Appreciate it.
I just want to say, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for coming on the radio station today. Appreciate you.
For the opportunity, and I know on behalf of the Michigan Assembly, we're very grateful for you allowing us to, you know, have some publicity and welcoming men and women home. And if you're interested, by MichiganAssembly.land, please come see us, and we'll be happy to work with you and help to get you some great information. And big
Awesome.
hug to you, Robin. Love you,
Thank
and
you.
all the people that are you're working with. Thank you all very much.
Thank you, thank you, thank you
Thank
so
you.
much, Kimberly. How great. What a warrior. What a warrior. So we gotta wrap it up, folks. So thank you, BBS Radio, for housing us. And a huge shout out to all our amazing listeners tuning in today. Your support keeps the homesteading spirit alive. Now let's get into the autumn mood with a little fall homesteading jingle. Crisp leaves fall, the harvest calling. Pumpkin stacks and fires are warming. Plant your roots, let your dreams keep growing. Homestead heart in fall is showing. Join us next week, October 18th, for another exciting episode of PRQ Homesteading Expanded. Until then, keep sowing, growing, and living that homestead life. Take care, everyone. Love you. Have a great Saturday.
See y'all later.
Thank you.